2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, former University of Utah Ute Scott Mitchell. He's going to be on the call, of course, this weekend for the Utes and the Oregon State Beavers. But being the home of the BYU Cougars and, of course, with some news, Scott, that happened this week. I don't know if you're familiar with anything that's happened over the last 24 hours, Scott, but I don't know, did you know BYU added a football game?
I had no idea, Alex. I have not heard that at all, last 2 minutes.
Scott's been running down. It's just hilarious because every 4 minutes that we're talking to Scott off the air, it's, did you know about Coastal Carolina and the Chanticleers? And then he gives me this little tidbit, but I thought maybe we'd just go right to the source, the play-by-play voice of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Joe Cashin joins us on the program. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Alex and Scott, thanks so much for having me on. Scott Mitchell, I'm a former NFL quarterback, star in the NFL. I'm on with royalty. This is good stuff. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you just made my day, so thank you very much.
All right,
are you
in
any relation to Red Cashin, the former, famous NFL ref? The first down.
First down. Somewhere down the line, my dad says that we are, but I don't think we'd ever traced it. But I always loved it when he did those games back in the, 80s and early 90s, I guess it was. He'd always go, first down!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Everybody remembers Red Cashin's voice on the whole thing. I just start telling people he's your uncle, Joe, and then things start to go downhill from there.
My Uncle Red.
Everybody's got an Uncle Red anyway. So we need to know something about this Coastal Carolina team because – obviously, adding this game, BYU fans, quite honestly, have been watching all the teams that have been doing well outside of the Power 5 programs that don't allow teams to play inside their conferences. Every team has been thrown out there, whether it be Marshall, Liberty, now Coastal Carolina, and that game's coming to fruition. So with Liberty going out because of the COVID-19 test that they had, the positive test within their program, how did this game then come about?
Wow, yesterday when we saw that Liberty had their problems, it was like, okay, what's going to happen? We got word that their quarterback was, having some problems, and then all of a sudden it was like, what are we going to do? Going to wait on Liberty to get their test back on this morning. And, when that happened, BYU stepped into the breach. And so a lot of, our administration and BYU kind of came together, made it happen. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing. And they're going to come play us, and we're excited about it. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm curious about the excitement, and where is Coastal Carolina as far do they look at this game as we really have an opportunity to make a statement here? College game day is going to be there, or is there some hesitation? I know you're excited, the fans are excited, but some people don't really necessarily want to play BYU.
I don't think there's any hesitation on our part. I mean, it was just, the game came about, and we have everything to gain, out of this, being where we are in the college football playoff, and you know, BYU's ahead of us. And really not much for us to lose, honestly. And we wanted to get this game in. We wanted to play this weekend. We've got a conference championship game coming up in a couple of weeks. And, you know, it's like if we win this game, it's BYU. I mean, that's going to get noticed all over the country. You know, we already have game day in town. They were going to be here anyway. We win this game, there's everything to gain for Coastal Carolina. So, I mean, I'm excited about it. I know our kids are excited, our coaches, you know, the 5,000 or so fans that we'll be able to have in the stands on Saturday. They can't wait to get there. And I can't wait to flip that switch at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon and we get rocking and rolling with the pregame. Let's go. Let's play some football.
That's a short pregame, 30 minutes. I would love a 30-minute pregame. We go full 2 hours. I mean, it's like we're trying to pretend like we're Alabama or something. Go like a – we'll do a full day of pregame before things really get going. Zach Wilson and Grayson McCall, that's the matchup everybody's looking at, of course. And Grayson McCall, young kid. Zach Wilson's been playing for a little while but has come into his own, obviously, and is getting a lot of national attention this year. What can you tell BYU fans who are listening about Grayson McCall and what he has done this year for the Chanticleers?
Grayson is so much better in terms of what we have had. Now, the guys that have played quarterback have not been bad. I mean, they're guys that have got things done for us. But Grayson has stepped up and really just given us a pocket presence and the ability to get the ball down the field and make all of the right decisions. You know, I mean, he is just, you know, unflappable back there in the pocket. I mean, it might be collapsing on him, but he'll step up and move around. He won't just take off at the first sign of trouble. And he's a leader. You know, he's a tough kid. We run some option out of what we do. This two-back offense with a lot of option and throwing it around is a little unusual. It's a different kind of offense than what a lot of people run. But Grayson did this in high school. And the way that he does it and the way that he executes and makes all the right decisions, you know, I mean, he's been everything for us. I mean, you see his touchdown to interception ratio. It's just phenomenal. You know, and he, again, he makes the right reads, makes the right decisions, and has just given us a level of play at the quarterbacking position that we really haven't had in a while. And I mean, he's been the key to everything we've done offensively this season.
So preseason, you know, not projected to do well, the bottom of the conference. What has happened this year? What's the turnaround? What's caused the great success that you've had this year?
I think several things. I think that, you know, Jamie Chadwell is in his second full season, and he has established a culture that our kids have bought into. You know, I mean, you've got to have everybody pulling in the same direction. You got to have everybody in that locker room with their heads on straight. You know, you can't have bad guys in the locker room that are pulling against you. You know, you can't have that. And he kind of weeded some of that stuff out, and these kids are on the same sheet of music. You know, they bought into what Jamie wants to do. Our defense has stayed intact. We've got some guys on our defensive front seven that I think will play on Sunday. We got some difference makers in there, and they have stayed intact 9 games. You know, last year that didn't happen. This year they have, and, you know, they've been able to stay upright. And, you know, we can't go too far down in our twos and threes and still have that same level of play. So offensively, you know, I talked about Grayson, what those guys have done. Our defense has stayed intact. And, you know, every break, when you're 9-0, the ball bounces your way. You know, I mean, we'll lay a ball on the ground, it'll come right back to us. You know, Grayson has made a couple of throws this year that should have been picked, and they weren't. You know, another team will commit a penalty late in the game like Louisiana did and give us the ball, and we go and score, and we'll kick the game-winning field goal 4 seconds left. I mean, it's just one of those things. In a crazy, wacky, upside-down year, everything is, you know, the stars have aligned for us. That's why we're 9-0. Plus, we're pretty doggone good.
Joe Cashin, he's the play-by-play voice of Coastal Carolina. He joins us here on KSL's Unrivaled. And, Joe, what do you know about BYU? What is it that – because I know BYU last night, when the rumors were swirling, they already went back onto the practice field and started logging some time looking at what the possibility of what Coastal would bring. But what is it that Coastal is going to be looking at when BYU comes to town? What do they know they're going to be facing?
Big, fast, and talented. You know, I really haven't had a whole lot of time to get into study. That's what I'm going to do that tonight.
You sound like the college football playoff committee, Joe. You got to get in and get to know BYU. Come on, man.
I know. I'm behind. I failed in this mission so far. But I'm going to get to know them by the time they get to town, you know, tomorrow night sometime. I did watch them against Navy in the season opener. That's really about the only time I've gotten to see them. And I thought, Navy was just overwhelmed out there. You know, I'm looking at the scoring offense of BYU, what, 48 points a game, 535 yards of total offense. Their offensive line is about 6'5 and 305 across the front. That's a big offensive line. We don't see an offensive line quite like that in the Sun Belt Conference. And not only are those guys big, they're good. You know, they can move. Yeah, so and defensively, BYU really impresses me. We like to run the ball. BYU gives up about 90 yards a game on the ground. So, you know, they're very impressive in their numbers. And, you know, it's just this is going to be a task. You know, this is going to be a task for us to hopefully hang into this thing and have a chance in the last 15 minutes.
Okay, I need to understand what a Chanticleer is.
Oh, from Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Okay.
You know, he's a rooster who
Yeah, but I'm an NFL guy. We don't read.
Running and wit. Huh?
I'm an NFL guy. We don't read. Come on.
We got to read defense, right? You're a quarterback, right?
That's all we read right there. Yeah. But those are numbers. It's like, is it a one or a two? Is it cover one, cover two? That's all we need to know.
I love how you go there. Yeah. Come on, Scott. Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Let's go. 14th century. Let's
well,
go.
Of course. Well, now I know. Oh, geez. Explain that in the beginning.
Canterbury Tales.
How often do you get that question? Do you get that a lot, or just do normal people know?
From out-of-town media all the time. Yeah. All the time. But you guys pronounce Chanticleer correctly, though. So many times I hear Chanticleer, but it's Chanticleer, and you guys are right on the spot with that, so.
Well,
that would be a first for me, so that's pretty good.
That's as much homework we've done, too, that trying to get to know a little bit of what the Coastal offense looks like. And I think that's what BYU's kind of getting into, too. So, Joe, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you breaking down a little bit what the game's going to look like on Saturday. We don't know what it's going to look like, but it's exciting to be able to have another game on the schedule and to be able to have two top 20 teams, both undefeated this late in the season, almost never happens. So, Joe, good luck on your call this week, and thanks for hanging out with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
Hey, real quick, Scott, have you ever had 2 days of prep for somebody? What would that be like for you, 2 days of prep?
Well, actually, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm curious.
Yeah, no, Thanksgiving, because it actually gives you what you do is you just go really basic. You don't really get into the other team. You don't scheme a lot. They don't scheme a lot. So whatever they did in the game before, that's what you're going to – it's actually a lot easier for both teams. But, yeah, I did it every year in Detroit. We had just 2 days of prep.
There it is. Okay. There it is. So this is post-Thanksgiving, so it's a little like that. So maybe there's something that you could take from that, just like, hey, we don't know. We're just going to go out and play football, see how it works. So, Joe, thanks for hanging out with us, and good luck this weekend, and we're looking forward to watching this game on Saturday.
Hey, guys, thanks for giving me a few minutes to talk some Coastal and BYU football. Appreciate
it. You bet.
It.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. KSL's News Radio, the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, going to join us next. Stay right here with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.